30 can block, $60. And hard rated 4.5% 10 pack varieties, $44. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
Did you know that 3.7 million Aussie households struggled to put food on the table last year? For 77%, it was their first time facing an empty fridge or pantry. That's why Chobani, Food Bank and Woolworths have partnered to help. From now until September, for every large tub of Chobani passion fruit or strawberry yogurt you buy, 6 meals will be donated. Help Chobani make a difference using food as a force for good. Available exclusively at Woolworths.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Record-breaking country music superstar Luke Combs, live in Melbourne, with special guests Jordan Davis, Mitchell Tenpenny and Lane Pittman. Performing two incredible nights at Marvel Stadium. Next February on Friday 7th and Saturday 8th. Get tickets from Ticketmaster. For more, visit frontiertouring.com.
I've done it. Cancel the Tyler.
Oh no, you're not doing it yourself.
Even better, I've got Mr. Wetwall. Think floor-to-ceiling waterproof panels that go over your tiles, so no demo job, and it's 65% cheaper than retiling, which means more money for...
a walk-in wardrobe full of Jimmy Choo's.
Jimmy who? I was thinking more of a leisure centre, a pool table.
Visit MrWetwall.com now, so you can spend more reno money on whatever you like.
Time ago, in a lab far, far away, a science experiment went horribly wrong. Out of that fizzing beaker, Rose, Zach, and Dom.
It's alive!
Have you ever felt like this? Like strange things happen when Zach and Dom are on kiss.
You're up late with Zach and Dom.
Well, what a Tuesday night to be alive. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey. Good to be here.
It is, isn't it?
Thanks for tagging along.
Yeah, there'll be days, Zach, probably for much of our life, where it'll be late in the evening. Maybe you'll be an 80-year-old man and it'll hit 10 o'clock. You'll be sitting there with a cup of tea and you'll think, you know, there were some days that this is exactly when that opener would fire off and I could have a chat with my best friend, Dom.
That's in 46 years. You'll think I'll be thinking about this show.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully we're not still doing it. I love it. Love being here.
Yeah.
Probably don't want to sign up to another 46 years. By the time I hit maybe 60, I'd probably want to be doing something else.
No, but I could picture you and I with the walking frames going into the meeting as they tell us, guys, you're so close to a bigger show. Just you hold on a little bit longer.
Need a little more experience.
Do we? But we'll get there. It'll be great fun.
Look, I heard something on the train the other day.
Yeah.
I took a family train trip.
Mm.
Overheard a bunch of teenagers speaking. It really, I'll be honest, it made me laugh at first.
Mm.
And then the reality sunk in.
Yeah.
And made me kind of sad.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, laughing then sad, always the best one, isn't it?
Yeah. So initially you think you're having the best of times and then you realise what I've just heard actually.
Yeah, it upsets me a little bit. Yeah. And I think it might upset you as well if you're kind of around the same age.
Okay, we'll get to that on the other side of Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Throw them stones at you. Had a wild hair of your own.
with Zach and Dom
on Kiss.
XCS on Kiss. You're up late with Zach and Dom.
Overheard something on the train the other day that kind of made me a little bit sad, to be honest, Dom.
Oh. What do you mean? I mean, a train, I imagine most of the things you hear are approaching the next station. The next station is Central.
Do you like listening to other conversations in public? Well, I mean, trains is not a bad one for it. Like, if you're at a cafe or on a train or on a bus and you hear a conversation, do you kind of, just without looking over there, you know how you can direct your hearing?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is a bit of a superpower.
Yeah, you can kind of, like,
intentionally
you're
filter.
Like, shh, shh, shh. Yeah. I'm listening to that.
I have done that before. Well, especially when you see a couple who are clearly in a fight.
Yes.
But they're trying to hide that they're in a fight because they're in public.
Yes.
They're my favourite. They're very fun to watch.
No, well, what we were doing is I was with my wife and two young kids. We're taking a train trip into the city.
Mm.
And I was just going down the centre aisle with the pram, you know, and there's a bunch of teenagers hanging out. They're going into the city as well.
Yep.
And can you remember those days?
Oh, mate, the freedom.
Yeah.
So what year level do you reckon? Where would you put them?
Upper high school, I think.
Like year 10, year 11-ish?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But probably, year 12 maybe, I don't know.
So you probably don't have their license yet?
No, they wouldn't be driving.
Yeah.
This is the way that you get in.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And did they look like dangerous youths?
No, they just looked like they were having a good time.
Yeah, okay, just hanging out on the train. Yep.
But one of them had these arms crossed. And, you know, there's a lot of, you're being pretty cool when you're young.
Oh, yeah, well, I never was, but I know the type.
And he leans over to his friend and he goes, hey, have you ever heard of a band called Blink-182? As if he was giving them, like, a big tip on this uprising star.
Have you ever heard of a band called Blink-182?
Yeah, and I, like, actually, like, had to hold in laughter as I was walking by because I was like, one of the biggest bands like, the last 20 years? Have you ever heard of them?
So he said it like this is something he's just stumbled into and he's sharing the news.
Hey, let me tell you about something I've discovered.
Yeah.
A little bit like that. And so my wife and I were kind of having a bit of chuckle and we went and sat down. But then I started to think about it and I thought, well, it is 20 years old.
Yeah. Is that, when was Blink-182's heyday?
Early 2000s.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And if I think about when I was in high school, which was the early 2000s,
yeah.
If someone had said the equivalent 20 years prior, if someone had said, hey, have you ever heard of Bon Jovi? I would have gone, geez, you're bringing up some pretty old stuff.
Yeah, now that's a really good point. And in fact,
and it made me feel so old. Yeah. I was like, the teenagers are just discovering Blink-182 as a retro thing?
Mate, you might not have heard of Bon Jovi. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would have thought when I go, when are they from? And they go, oh, the 80s. I would have gone like, mate, I'm not listening to that old stuff.
I still remember when someone explained U2 to me for the first time. And I was like, oh, right, these guys are going to be really big. Someone said Joshua Tree was 12 years ago, mate. Yeah. So, but this is it. You don't know things until you know them.
But hearing teenagers having not heard of Blink-182 made me feel so old. I was like, that's the moment. I mean, I did have two kids. Mm. You know, it was, when you look at it from the outside, it was very obvious I wasn't young anymore. I'm sitting on a train with two young kids going into the city for like a park day.
Yeah, sure, sure.
It's very different stage to life to what they're in. But for some reason, it crept up on me. I was wow, I'm getting old.
Well, and I guess Blink-182 was sort of that punk rock, we're young, we're changing the world sort of vibe.
It was very angsty.
To realise that teen angst vibe is now, you know, maybe someone in their 30s or 40s. That is hard.
131065. What made you feel old?
Yeah.
When did you realise?
Have you had a moment that just sort of made you go, oh,
it's often goodness. When you're around younger people.
Yeah.
One happened recently, actually, with producer Samson when we were talking about the Sydney Olympics. He wasn't alive for it.
What year were you born, producer Samson?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, yeah, give us the year.
2002.
Yeah.
Right. You wouldn't remember Blink-182 either.
Yeah, do you know who we're talking about, don't you, Samson, the Blink-182?
Yeah, I love them. I grew up on them, actually.
Okay, they were mum and dad's favourite. Look, 131065, what made you feel old?
Do you have one?
Well, I've had a couple. I mean, I work at a school when I'm not here, and so you kind of come across this often. I think I've told you about the Year 5 student a few years ago. I mentioned watching something on Channel 9, and he looked at me and said, "What's Channel 9?
What, because they only know Netflix and, like, you know, Stan and whatever.
Well, and this is, I had to go, like, I guess it's like that, but you don't choose what's on. Very, very hard concept to explain terrestrial television to a child. Look, 131065, have you had a moment that made you feel old? Maybe someone didn't know something that you thought was common knowledge. Maybe you encountered someone and found out they weren't alive at something that you remember vividly being an adult for. That's a scary one. The first time you started meeting adults who were born from 2000 onwards.
I think a part of it too is when you start getting older than footballers.
Yeah, oh, that's yes, when you realise, well, I'm now 30, right?
Yeah.
And 30-year-olds in football are moving near the end, right?
Yeah.
And in my head, somewhere still in there is the dream that if I just put in a few good pre-seasons...
you could kick a few goals.
They might pick
you could
me put up.
You could do a stint off the bench.
Yeah, sure. 131065, what is it that's made you feel old? What's a moment you've had? Maybe it was your kids. Maybe it was something you heard. Something that just made you go, oh, I really am aging. Give us a call. You're up late with Zach and Dom.
You wouldn't keep a new Ferrari covered up. Wouldn't hide a Van Gogh in the basement. Wouldn't keep your Saint Laurents in the closet. Oh, you gotta put them on the pavement. Why save the good champagne forever? You gotta pull it out and open it up, yeah. Cause the best things in life get better when you share it with the ones you love. So let's put our love on display. Oh, I want everyone to know that I got you, you got me. Let's go.
Upgrade with Zach and Dom
on Kiss.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens. Out of Georgia now, you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it, oh, I hate it out the reason that you're in your head right now. While your world is spinning out, so slow it down, take a moment now, we're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hope is down, let me pull you out, let me hold you now, let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes, how the future rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never left me is my mother. Oh, I love her, and I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now.
And Moon on Kiss. You're up late with Zach and Dom.
13-106-5. What is the moment that made you feel old? I was on a train going into the city recently, and I heard a group of teenagers, one lean into the other as if they had a hot tip.
Yeah.
Some underground artist they've just heard of. They said, "Hey, have you ever heard of Blink 182?
Yeah.
All the small things, true care.
Yeah. And I laughed at first because I was like, what do you mean? Have you ever heard of them?
Mm.
And then I thought, like, oh, no, it's because I'm old.
Yeah, this is...
That's not a band that people are across anymore.
Well, this would be to them the equivalent of what 70s music would have been to you.
As a 80s, I think.
80s, probably.
Early
80s.
Yeah, I was thinking like Bon Jovi, Van Halen.
Yes.
And when I was in high school, I wouldn't have thought they were cool.
And you wouldn't
definitely
have thought,
not.
You wouldn't have thought they were recent either.
No. And that's made me think. I was like, oh, it has been a while, hasn't it?
Rachel in Sydney on 13-106-5. What made you feel old, Rachel?
Hey, so my 8-year-old asked what year I was born.
Yeah.
And when I told her 1991, she said, oh, so you were born in the 1900s.
Yeah. I mean, technically true.
Yeah,
technically
true. This is the tricky thing, isn't it? When you're talking about when we lived so close to a change in millennium,
yeah,
right? That you are technically born in a previous millennium.
That's if you were born, if you're a 90s kid or 80s or whatever, previous to 2000,
yeah.
I wonder as we go on.
Yes.
Whether that's going to be more and more of a thing.
Yeah.
You come from last century.
Man, well, I was born in 1993. If I, like, live to 90, the ABC will do a documentary with me about someone who remembers the last millennium.
Yes.
I'll be one of those people.
Yeah, remembering the year 2000 will be like a documentary.
Oh, man. It will be. Alex in Melbourne on 13-106-5. What made you feel old, Alex?
Yeah, I was at university and the internet was running a bit slow, and I'm 32 and all these young high school kids have come out and they've joined university, and I said that, oh, the internet's having a dial-up moment, and they had no clue.
Yeah, they didn't get it.
And and then we played the sound for them and told them that it took 10 minutes to check your emails, and they, nah, not possible.
Mm. Not only that, but
a phone cord was.
You had to turn the internet on and off. Remember, you had to log on.
Yeah. Those are my very early memories of internet. I do remember going to a friend's place and we wanted to search up some way to play a video game, like some hack of a video game, and it genuinely took us 15 minutes to get onto a text-only website.
Oh, you mean like you could use to put in the passcodes or something like that?
Yeah.
Get all the levels.
Yeah, it was that sort of thing, trying to find a cheat. Like,
on Crash Bandicoot, and we literally, like, you see it on the computer screen and you'd write it down.
Yeah, pen and paper.
You couldn't print.
No, you get pen and paper, you head back over to the Xbox or the Nintendo 64 and put it in. I mean, look, I realise if there are any Gen Z or God forbid Gen Alphas listening.
Well, just chin out for a second, guys. Give us a little bit of a moment to reminisce.
This must be how you and I feel like when we tune into, you know, the classic hits, the oldie sort of stations.
Yeah, I know,
the hits from the 60s and 70s.
So quickly.
Yeah, they don't warn you, do they?
I'm in my 30s. I don't feel like I should feel like I'm a dinosaur.
Maybe there should be like every time you move up to a new sort of generation, there should be some sort of graduation that the government has to run for you. Just so you know, you've now moved to level 5 of oldness.
Did it for me.
Yeah, okay.
Because before that, I thought, I'm still pretty young.
Yeah.
And then you age pretty quickly with children. They should do one of those, like, before and after photo shoots.
Yeah.
Like 5 years in. Because you probably aged 20 years.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on KISS. Just think tonight the weekend, I don't want to wait. Celebrate it, baby. I just don't wanna wait. Swimming in the deep blue, got me thinking about you. I'm just trying to dive right in. Wanna spend tonight like the last night of our lives, chasing all the love we can. And now, oh, I'm in a sea of lights, and all that I can see is you. And now I'm dying to feel alive.
Australia.
You're up late with Zach and Dom
on KISS.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding. Really, really.
Sabrina Carpenter on Kiss. You're up late with Zach and Dom.
Date or mate?
This is a little bit of a vibe check for the nation, Dom. Yep. If you're currently listening with more than one person, it's you and someone else. Give us a call. 131065 is our number. We want to see, by asking you one question, whether we can figure out the nature of your relationship. Are you dates or mates? Romantic or platonic?
It is that simple. It just has to be at least two of you in the car to play the game on 131065. Here's how it went recently, Zach, with Nathan and Renee. Question for you, Renee. Without looking, what is Nathan's eye colour?
Eye colour is hazel.
And Nathan, what's Renee's?
Oh, green.
Is that right, Renee?
No.
Okay,
I think Nathan would know Renee's if they were dating.
Well, surely you would. You're looking into their eyes a lot, lovingly, you think so? Sort of, you know, gazing off into the other's eyes. I would think within a date, you know, your date's eye colour.
Platonic. We think you guys are friends, mates.
Yeah, that was way too easy.
There we go. And that's how the game works. So look, 131065, if you'd like to play date or mate, you just have to be with one other person at the moment. You and that other person, can we pick up whether you're dates or just mates? It's all about whether love's in the air, Zach.
Is there a kind of a spark?
You know that song?
A piece of electricity.
The song from The Lion King, I think it is. Can you feel the love tonight? Is that The Lion King?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elton John, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you feel the love tonight? Well, that's the question we want to know on 131065. We're going to play date or mate after this.
Late with Zach and Dom
on Kiss.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Kyle and Jackie O.
They're very funny.
A fun way to wake up in the morning.
Last night I smashed my car. I was taking my daughter Kitty home. I was in the garage. She's opened the back door. I don't know, got distracted, forgot it was open. I reverse out.
With the door open?
Wide open. The door buckled completely and snapped. We had to change. We have an old RAV4. I don't use it ever.
Yeah,
it's just an emergency.
Yeah.
And then there's a barbecue table in my garage. So as I'm reversing, I smashed the car.
Oh, my God.
You could hear the, like, and I stopped. And Kitty and I just looked at each other and we just burst out laughing because we were like, this is ridiculous.
What a wonderful life lesson for her. When you ruin hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cars, just laugh it off.
You want, because what can you do?
Well, you can learn.
No.
You can learn lessons.
Shut up and drive. Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Hurry. The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Record-breaking country music superstar,
Luke Combs, live in Melbourne, with special guests Jordan Davis, Mitchell Tenpenny and Lane Pittman. Performing two incredible nights at Marvel Stadium. Next February on Friday 7th and Saturday 8th. Get tickets from Ticketmaster. For more, visit frontiertouring.com.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Miele appliances are crafted for longevity, designed so that you fall in love with them time and time again. Once a Miele, always a Miele. For September only, enjoy the ultimate peace of mind of a 10-year warranty on Miele built-in cooking, refrigeration, laundry and dishwashing appliances. Secure your Miele 10-year warranty now, in-store or online, and discover why once a Miele, always a Miele. Hurry. Offer ends Monday, September 30. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See the Miele website.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, Booking.yeah.
If somebody hits you from behind, daydreaming, they just couldn't stop in time. If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
Accidents happen when we least expect them, but why should you be stuck without a car? That's why Right to Drive provides replacement vehicles to not-at-fault drivers. And here's the best part, it won't cost you a thing.
If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
T's and C's apply.
Yui has won the 2024 Canstar Most Satisfied Customer Awards for both car and home insurance. But what does that mean? It means thousands of people said they were really, 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 really pleased with our customer service and cover, which we're really happy about. Join Australia's most satisfied customers at Yui for insurance that's a bit more U-shaped. Yui, you insured. Products issued by Yui Pty Limited. See the relevant PDS and TMD at yui.com.au to decide if the products are right for you.
Leasing your home? Don't leave it to chance. Barry Plant Real Estate has been leasing homes in Victoria for 45 years, and we currently care for over 35,000 investment properties. From finding the right tenants to maintaining your property, we ensure your investments are secure and delivering long-term value. Looking to lease your property? Talk to your local Barry Plant office today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully is a Catholic secondary school for boys, focusing on academic excellence, multiple pathways for success and development of life skills. St. Joseph's offers a diverse curriculum tailored to suit how boys learn and reach their highest potential, with state-of-the-art learning facilities, our sports academy and an incredible sports precinct. Register now at stjosephs.com.au for enrolment information and principal tours. St. Joseph's College, a school that prepares for life.
Menulog is now delivering alcohol. So, we're shouting 30% off from Liquorland, First Choice Liquor Market and Vintage Cellars. Ooh-wee! Drink responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Did somebody say Menulog?
Toolboxes. A tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yell.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our own news where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's own news podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes.
Melbourne's number one hit music station.
Kiss.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Date or mate?
This is our national vibe check on 131065. If you're listening with more than one person, give us a call because we think by just asking you one question, we can figure out whether you're a date or just mates, whether you are romantically involved or just friends.
We're kicking it off with Monique and Josh on 131065. Question for you, Josh, what's the loveliest, most special present or gift Monique has ever bought you?
Gosh, I think...
You say nothing?
I'm trying to think, to be honest.
Yeah, while you think, Monique, what's the nicest present Josh has ever got you?
Who's ever got me? Probably an iPad.
Wow, well, that's pretty good.
That's pretty extravagant. Josh, you got one from Monique yet?
It's coming.
Monique, this is
that
be
because
offensive.
There's so many presents, Josh, or because there's never been a present?
No, maybe.
He doesn't remember anything, apparently.
Yeah, maybe like...
You know what?
Oh, I tell you what, if you guys are a couple, I think we might have caused a bit of an issue. Yeah.
I think they are a couple, and I think we've started fun. Are you guys a couple?
We definitely are.
Yeah. Josh, you can't remember one gift?
I know.
Monique, what's the best gift you've gotten, Josh? If he can't remember, you tell us.
So
we probably just like bought each other like tickets and stuff for like holidays and things like that.
Yeah, really like that.
Yeah, Josh.
But you couldn't think of it, Josh. You couldn't think of that great holiday.
Sometimes I like to imagine the moment we, you know, turn the phone call off on the show. What's the conversation
What's
in the
happening
car like?
Right now?
Right as we speak. They'll probably turn the radio down.
I imagine they turn the radio down.
And, yeah. And they'll probably laugh for a bit.
Yeah, it starts with a laugh.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a bit weird you couldn't think of something, though.
Oh, tonight when they're going to bed and the light turns off and there's that 20 seconds of silence, they go... You don't remember the shirt I got you?
Sometimes people on the radio, Tom, you got to remember.
Yeah.
We've been doing this a little while. We're used to talking into microphones. Some people still get a little bit of stage fright.
Good work, mate. You're going to bat for Josh, yeah.
Trying to help you out, Josh. Throwing you a bone.
We have Callie and Owen on 131065 as we play date or mate. Zach, you got a question for Callie or Owen to figure out if they are dates or just mates.
Callie, when Owen opens up Spotify... What's he likely to switch on to listen to?
It'd be like, oh God.
Can be anything, like, an artist, a genre.
I'm just going to go with maybe Macklemore.
Macklemore,
okay, interesting.
How many songs does Macklemore have?
He's got a few albums.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Owen, same question. Back to you.
Oh, shoot. I reckon maybe be a Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. Okay, Chris Brown and Macklemore. Hip-hop. Is that correct, Callie? Yeah, maybe.
Okay. No, I'm not getting you, yes.
Again, we might be starting another. This should be renamed the segment that starts fights between couples. Because I think they are a couple as well, is my gut feel. Mm. You're not sure?
I think couple as well. Because I don't think you'd know a friend, would you? I mean, I guess you'd know the music they're kind of into.
If I had Spotify,
I know yours,
What's mine?
It'd be some soundtrack to some movie. Maybe Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's well done, mate. Pretty spot on, to be honest. All right, Callie and Owen, we think you're a couple. Are we correct?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
There we go. But I guess, look, what we're learning here is you got to pay attention to your partner. If you don't want to end up on national radio, maybe having a fight with your partner about how little you know them, just pay attention to the little things.
Well, I think when you put on the spot, though, you kind of go, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know the answer.
All right, let's see. Yeah, what's the nicest gift your wife Sarah's ever gotten you?
We went on a holiday together. No, nice she's got save. Me lots of nice gifts.
I wanna see how you lose control, so leave it behind.
temperature, cause to me she's 0 degrees. She cold, overfreeze. I got that girl from overseas, now she's my Miss America. Now can I be her soldier, please? I'm fighting for this girl on the battlefield of love. Don't it look like baby Cupid sending arrows from above? Don't you ever leave the side of me. Indefinitely, not probably, and honestly, I'm down like the economy.
With Zach and Dom on Kiss.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Hey, Zach. Can I invite you to cast your mind back to around Easter time and something that we discovered about what happens if you write to the king or queen?
Yes. We have heard that the king has to write back, or basically writes back to 90% of correspondence. And what we wanted to do was trick the king into...
Well, yes. I've got a recap of this.
Oh, okay, great.
This is the idea we came up with.
Could we be the first radio show to be endorsed by the king? Could we trick him into endorsing Zach and Dom, but he thinks he's replying to a kid? Could we say something like, my brothers Zach and Dom say I should never clean my teeth?
Yeah.
He'll reply with, you should always listen to Zach and Dom. Now, I was thinking about this just the other day, because I thought we were meant to be waiting about 3 months for a reply, and I started to get worried. I thought, what reply address did we put on it? Mm. Did we tell the receptionist at the radio station here to look out for it? Because they might have thrown it out.
Well, we put my home address on it.
Oh.
And I know this because just the other day, something arrived in the post. Now, have a look. Have a look at what I'm just handing over to you. I have not opened this envelope. I've not opened it yet. I don't know what's in there, but tell people what you can see on the front. There's a couple of stamps that are worth reading out.
No, I'll cover your address.
Yeah, cover the address.
As I hold it up to our cameras here, but it's got a royal seal on it.
Do you see the Buckingham Palace stamp on the front?
It says Royal Mail on the front.
The letter has
now
come
I'm
through.
A little concerned.
What do you mean?
Feeling it. It feels like a card. And I'm worried that it's just like an auto response.
This is what the royal family does. Because you know sometimes people have like an out of office email. They have an out of office.
Can I open it
physical
now?
Card. Yeah, open it up. I reckon I have no idea what's in it. I've been saving it to look at with you on the show. I don't know whether we've successfully tricked King Charles into endorsing our show.
Now, do you reckon King Charles has licked that envelope shut? Could we get a DNA reading on that? Oh, I'm so nervous.
What have we got in there? Tell us.
Okay, no money.
Oh, come on, mate.
Bit cheap.
Okay, so
it feels like an actual letter.
Just one letter.
Private and confidential. Is it okay that I read it out?
Read ahead, maybe. What have we got there? What have we got?
They do mention our names.
Okay.
Dear, we put Derek down as the name.
Yes.
The king has asked me to share thank you for your splendid letter. Mm. It was so kind of you to take the trouble to write as you did. Although His Majesty was unable to reply personally, I can tell you that the king was most interested to see your question.
Really?
This went across Charles' desk. Yes.
So Charles found out about our letter. Okay.
Thank you once again for thinking of His Majesty, who has asked me to send his warmest good wishes to you and your brothers, Zach and Dom. Yours sincerely, Head of Royal Correspondence.
Okay.
I can't make out the name, but there's a kind of a... I don't know. It looks like...
Show me it. Show me the letter.
I think that's legit, that signature.
Yeah, that's an actual sign. Ink. Now, they haven't responded to the question about brushing your teeth at all.
No, because we wanted them to say, listen to your brother, Zach and Dom. But they have said your brother, Zach and Dom.
Can you read that sentence out that quotes us again?
Thank you once again for thinking of His Majesty, who has asked me to send his warmest good wishes to you and your brothers, Zach and Dom.
Hold on a second. Did we just get the king's warm wishes by name? I know it's not an endorsement, but...
Let's read this and think of the letters, think of the words we could cut out to technically form a quote. Thank you once again, Zach and Dom.
Ah!
From the king.
Yes. Yeah, or warm wishes to Zach and Dom. I mean, there's a lot of options we can go over there.
Zach and Dom.
Yeah, warm wishes to you,
warm wishes from Zach and Dom. Does it work on a billboard? Not quite.
That's a good point. Hang on, wait. Earlier in the letter, wasn't there something about how much he enjoyed reading the letter? How many words can we cut out? Because there was something about how much His Majesty enjoyed. What was that phrase? Have you been able to find that phrase? Where was that?
The king has asked me to thank you for your splendid letter. It was so kind of you to take the trouble to write, although His Majesty did.
Okay.
I can tell you the king was most interested to see, cross out everything else, Zach and Dom. That works.
We just got
to redact a few lines.
We got a quote.
Up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Any station can give you tickets to see Coldplay live.
Can everybody hear us okay?
But only Kiss can give you an entire row.
My name's Abby, and I just
just won a row of tickets. I want something just like
this. All your must-have music tickets are on KISS.
Can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you.
Listen all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of all your must-have music tickets.
KISS 101.1.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with Medmate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Laura Byrne here, and there are things I wish I'd known before becoming a mum.
What about you?
Phillips Arvent want you to share your mum tip on the win page at kiss1011.com.au for the chance to win $1,000 cash and prize pack. Share the care with Phillips Arvent.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all, including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business,
start with high pages.
I've just scrolled past another pregnancy announcement. When will it be my turn?
Hi, I'm Jo from Monash IVF. We understand the heartbreak of waiting and hoping. If you feel like you've tried everything to get pregnant, it might be time to speak with a fertility expert. With multiple locations across Victoria, at Monash IVF you can receive personalised care near you. Book a complimentary nurse chat today. At Monash IVF, we'll do what it takes together.
Introducing the new iPhone 16 Pro, available now at Vodafone. Built for Apple intelligence, it features a stunning titanium design and camera control. Get yours for $0 when you stay connected for 36 months on a $79 plan and trade in an eligible device. Only available from the best provider of iPhone plans, Vodafone.
iPhone 16 Pro 128GB, winner of Whistle Out Best Provider iPhone Plans 2024, new customers only, min cost $2,844, early exit fees apply, ends 10-10 unless extended, Apple Intelligence coming this December, TNC apply.
Usually when Martino's on a ride, his finances are the last thing on his mind.
But today, that's all I can think about.
Because he just opened a Macquarie savings account with great ongoing variable rates up to 4.75% per annum.
Finally some real momentum.
And because there are no deposit conditions, his savings will accelerate even faster.
Let's go.
Open a Macquarie savings account with 4.75% per annum on balances up to $1 million. It's where your money gains momentum.
I bank with Macquarie.
Rates accurate as of January 18th and a variable. T's and C's apply.
Yes, Uber Eats does deliver brandy. No, Uber Eats does not deliver branding irons, obviously.
Oh, that's gonna leave a mark.
Uber Eats, get almost anything. Must be 18 plus with ID. Merchants liquor license in app. Drink responsibly.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now, and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free, and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
You know, everyone knows it takes a hell of a lot of work for anyone to climb up to be the best in the business. So I've got a lot of respect for the folks at Spinalese because they've put in that hard work. That's why they have the best pillows on offer anywhere on earth. Go with the OG and the best, Spinalese. Imitators just don't cut it. They make promises they can't deliver. Spinalese delivers on their promise of comfort and support and also give you free delivery. That's a double delivery promise from these guys at Spinalese. Order your pillow at spinalese.com.au. That's spinalese.com.au.
On a game day, work day, school day, moving day, rainy day, you can ask, are you okay, any day, because life happens every day. Check in often and have regular, meaningful conversations with those you care about. Ask, are you okay, any day, because a conversation could change a life. Learn how to ask at ruok.org.au.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them.